So what made you want to set this up, Pierce?
I was just sitting there at home. I think it was the 2nd of January. And my dad had just been caught up in the Corrie on fire. And so that kind of made it a bit of a personal thing for me. And like at the time, I think it was like just after Chrissy, New Year's. I just moved house and all that kind of stuff. So I had zero cash whatsoever. And like what I had was my time, you know, like I could offer weekends and stuff like that. So what started as just an organic post, just seeing if I could help anyone out, just kind of grew legs.
Yeah. And did you kind of expect the response that you've had?
Not at all.
So,
at all.
So you said that you started it from a post. What kind of went from there?
Yeah, I started it, I think it was just like a generic post that I put on my own Facebook saying, hey, if anyone knows anyone that needs help rebuilding or clearing, just, you know, let me know. I'd love to help. I can offer weekends. And then I thought maybe if I start a group, I can get like sort of, you know, 10, 20 of my mates to come up. And I think by the next night, it was up to about 300. And then it just kind of snowballed.
Into 6,000 people wanting to join you in arms to help. It's pretty incredible. I mean, but you said, you said that you had time, but, you know, you work as well. Logistically, how do you balance such a large-scale project like this with your job?
Yeah, it's actually extremely tricky, but it's. I think it's fine. I think I've got the right people around me now to sort of help me out during work hours. And it's basically as soon as I, you know, knock off, I'm basically buried in my phone for hours and hours. Yeah, it's an incredibly it's been like a pretty stressful like time, but like it's a positive stress, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like it's. I don't really mind. It's a very fulfilling thing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it must tire you out, but the feeling that you get from helping people, you can't get it anywhere else. I mean, as I mentioned before, you've got so many people, so many other tradies who've signed up who want to come on the ground with you and help. But what kind of support are you receiving from outside the people that are signing up to help?
Well, actually, just starting next week, we've just been approved a fair chunk of funding from Deloitte, and like that means the internal funding. To help us project manage the thing. So that was like an unbelievable meeting. So there, you know, the entire, you know, digital arms jumping on to help us get the website live, because we're building a bit of a snazzy website at the moment that's going to make this whole process a lot easier. So just things like that, setting us up structurally, you know, all those things that just as a chippy I probably didn't really kind of think of. But, yeah, so they've come in and helped a lot. And I've got a couple of other people that have been with me from the start as well that have been amazing. So, yeah, they're there.
That's so incredible. And it's great to hear that you're getting extra support. I mean, it sounds like such a large project. If I can just ask you one more question, you know, even if people are tradies or aren't tradies, how can people help with this?
Yeah, the best thing to do is just, there's two things. You can jump on our Facebook group and just sign up there. Just any news that we're going to have is going to come out of there. But if you are a tradie, just jump on our website, and that's www.tradiesofireeffectcommunities.com. I really apologise about making that so long. I hope you don't have to all type it out.
That's all right.
Really good at writing it.
We'll put it up on the web. We'll put it up on 2ocr.com, yeah. So people can just click on it.
And that's just a temporary website at the moment, but that can take your, like, a bit of a registration from you. So it means that we know, you know, your name and email, how far you're willing to travel, what trade or trades you are, any tickets you have. Like, all that information is super useful. And then next week, hopefully, the website goes live and we can, you know, we can jump on and finish your profile off a little bit more.
And are there any specific trades that are lacking that you need more of?
You know what? I couldn't find a land surveyor the other day, so surveyors would be good. No, just at the moment, it's pretty much arborists and excavators and things like that are really helpful. But at the same time, they're fire pit at different stages. So I think most of the people are probably not ready to rebuild yet. But, you know, there's certainly like some. So any trades, welcome.
Pierce, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
No worries at all.